message, you ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believed. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process, what could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your ass, there's lots you can do. You wanna learn something, then watch how I move. But they don't wanna do shit. They wanna be spoon-fed like a little baby. That shit is crazy, boy. Change up your mindset. I get 3 days worth of work done in just one. 7-2-7 mindset is the hustle for us. You get it?
And I'm Jamie Burks.
And this is Stepping 2-7 Podcast coming at you from my home office.
And I'm in my work office. Both blue, of course.
Corona blue, baby. That's it.
So today we are going to touch on a very, very random saying that I woke up one day. We were standing in our kitchen and we were talking about probably something business related because that's what we do often, Alex and myself. But I had said the words, you need to be able to produce before you preach. I feel like there are so many people out there that just love to give everybody their point of view, whether it's giving them advice on, you know, there's family members that will tell you how to buy a house who have never bought a house. And then there are, you know, people in business who will teach you about business or what you should be doing and you should have, could have, would have done this, but they didn't do what you're trying to do. So let's, if you're going to be out there and preach on what others should be doing, you better have the backup to show that you've done exactly just that. You know, one of our mentors had said, you know, I'm not going to take financial advice from someone who doesn't have any money, or I'm not going to take like health advice from somebody who's not exactly healthy. Makes sense. You got to produce before you preach anything.
Definitely. You want to stop getting advice from the wrong people. If you wouldn't trade places with that person, whatever question you're asking about, what are you doing? I mean, start, you know, stop looking at these gurus, these fake gurus online. You know, this person I have, like at the top of my mind, he posts every day talking about how he does this, he does that. And I actually know him personally. He's a realtor and he doesn't even sell any houses. You know, he tries to tell you how to buy a house, how to sell a home, how to live your life. And I wouldn't trade 1 second with this person. You know, he's, his integrity is not there. You know, he just says whatever the hell he can just to try to get some traction and attention. You know, he's using other people's names just so he could get 5 minutes of attention. And, you know, there's no kind of production. All he's doing is preaching. And pretty much is stealing what anyone else is saying out there and putting it out there. And that's what a lot of these people on the internet are doing. You know, they're making YouTube videos, they're making reels, they're making all these types of content that's telling you what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, and giving you advice on something that they have no idea about. So, and it's very important you find who is really out there doing it and follow those people. You know, get behind them and support them. And sometimes it's going to cost you a little bit of money to get the right information, but it's okay. It's a lot better than free information. I hear it all the time. I have people calling me or reaching out to me or getting my DMs and asking me for advice. And the stuff that they tell me, I'm like, holy shit, where did you hear this garbage? Like, it's completely backwards. Doesn't even make any sense. There's like no common sense to it. It's like, bro, you've been doing it wrong this whole damn time. Let me explain what's really going on. And most important, I don't know the answer. I got the people that do. So I can reach out to them, get you some answers on what's really the next step, or, you know, what the answer is to your problems or your questions. But definitely, definitely do not, you know, talk to your uncle that bought a house back in 1972 and, you know, he bought this house back then and he's saying that they did this and that and the other, or even 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, or even last year. Every single property, every single person is unique, and every situation is different. So it doesn't matter what happened in their transaction. It doesn't matter what happens in the transaction tomorrow. It matters what's happening in your transaction. And it's very important you get professionals like Jamie and I and a whole team of specialists like we have to, you know, surrounded by them. That way we can assist you and get you going in the right direction. And most importantly, not just tell you some random dumb shit I heard on the internet, or, you know, I'm trying to preach. We got the numbers. The numbers don't lie. We have the production. We constantly sell houses every single day. We're not telling you something that we heard third party, or worse, from somebody that don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So if I don't know something, Jamie's the first one that I go to. And if he doesn't know, we got a whole army of people that do.
Yeah, if you're going to listen to anybody preaching about anything, you definitely need to see and look into more so as to what they're producing. You can't just take their word for it that what they're saying is what it needs to be, because their production is going to really let you know, you know, actions speak louder than the words. Talk is cheap. All that stuff was all those sayings were created for a reason, because you have to actually see what they're producing. Do they have the right to tell you what they're telling you? Have they been down that road? Have they produced what it is that you're trying to do? You know, it doesn't make sense to reinvent the wheel. You want to listen to somebody that's actually done what they said that they're going to do. I saw something on Facebook actually just last night. It was an agent, another mentor of ours, who said, you have to find out when you're hiring and recruiting how many other real estate companies have these agents already been to. If they've been to an exorbitant amount of real estate companies within the last couple of years, then that's probably a red flag. Maybe the issue is not the company. Maybe it's the person. So do a little bit more digging as to who you're listening and, you know, what preaching you're listening to. Do they have the production behind it?
Definitely. You know, the grass is green wherever the hell you water it. So if you're, whoever it is that you're looking to hire or take advice from, and they're just jumping around and they're an expert in this or an expert in that, they do this, they do that, and they're all over the damn place, I mean, that should tell you something right there. You know, we have a ton of affiliate partners with all kinds of different things that we have. And, you know, that's how we're able to do, you know, a lot more than just sell real estate, because we have people that we know 1,000% take care of business. And then when we, you know, send them out or refer to them, we already know what the results are going to be. So just very important, you know, that you guys aren't being swindled or taken, or, you know, don't be afraid to ask for references and ask the references for references, because a lot of times even they refer people. So do your due diligence, and please, you know, don't listen to people that aren't where you want to be.
Yep. Produce before you preach. We're going to patent that saying.
I put that shit on a t-shirt.
That's what somebody said that. It's awesome.
Got a t-shirt just recently. Our online store went live. So any merch that you guys want to buy, 727 podcast merch, or even Corona Realty Group ESP, we got it. So, or if there's any ideas that you guys got for us, we're all ears. So. Awesome. If anybody needs to hear this, or you want to just share it just to be awesome, or give us a 5-star review, we'll definitely mention your name on our next podcast. You guys have a great weekend. Love you. Want to see you win. I'm Alex Corona.
And I'm Jamie Burks.
The 7-7 Podcast. We'll see you guys soon. Baby.
You ought to hear what I'm saying. Success is a plan that takes years in the making. When nobody did, I believe. Had to let go of things I did not need. Cut off some friends in the process. What could I say? I could no longer carry the dead weight. Get off your